You're listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening on.
I'll take the Wolves against somebody else, too. Anybody?
Core?
Come on, Core. You want to take the Magic?
No.
No.
Why?
No. I just want to lose money on whether or not Chris knows the frequency of the plus.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a podcast for the Rubes, by the Rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets.
Why I love Chuck is that's exactly how I felt about the show, but I couldn't articulate it the way that he did.
And Dave, the one and only Power Trip Quotes.
Guy, he's going to get in there and just try to maul you.
They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. Our legal disclaimer is simply that Lawyer Lambert probably likes us better than you, so good luck suing us. We hope you enjoy this episode, but if not, feel free to play Jax on $4.94.
All right, Dave, it has been a long time since we've done a normal show because we were off last week. The week before that, we did our awards show. So it's been like this is like our first normal show of 2021. And of course, last week you were in Omaha, and Omaha happens to be right across the river from Council Bluffs, Iowa, where there are three brand new sports books in the lovely state of Iowa. Dave, how much time did you spend in the sports books at lovely Council Bluffs?
Oh, man, I I honestly wish I spent any time in there. Yeah, so I didn't even have time to listen to the show basically all last week.
All right, you're dead to me.
Yeah, I know. Well, I always have grease on the line. You know, my bets get placed early in the morning and throughout the day. So if there's a game, if there's a sports game being played, I'm gambling on it. But no, I didn't spend any time in the Council Bluffs sports books.
I'm devastated. If I was that close to three sports books, I would completely skip work and spend my whole day at the sports book. Come on.
So. Yeah, it's tough when they take attendance in a sales class that there are only 10 people there.
You need to hire a stand-in, somebody to Chris. You should have had Chris come down to Omaha. He could have stood in for you, right?
That's true. Or like Meat Sauce could have that NBA player Marc Gasol could have Meat Sauce play like for him if he's ever sick one night.
Exactly. So did you do any sports gambling on your drive back to Minnesota where you can use the mobile apps to gamble?
No, because you have to freaking deposit money in person.
It's
dumb. Otherwise, I was going to play some Super Bowl prop bets, but yeah.
Well,
they
always have some good props, so it's always worth checking out. So that's one of those reasons where I'm always like, if you have extra time and you're in Iowa, just pull into one of the casinos, just register for the mobile app so you can do it in person, make your deposit, and then you have it for the rest of time. So it's a good idea. But all right, well, it's good to be back, even though you are dead to me for not going to any of the sports books in Council Bluffs. We are going to do a pretty normal show, or as normal as this show gets. We are going to do a bets update. We're going to do the quotes of the week. In your thoughts, we're going to double down on the bets and quotes quickies. We got two of them for you tonight. And then we are going to do a Greg Coleman press conference. Yes, the Viking season is over, so Greg had a little bit more spare time, and he agreed to a press conference with us. So we had some questions for Greg and got his thoughts on a wide array of topics. And then, as you guys know, Tommy's Takes is no more. So the big controversy out here is whether or not Quotes Notes should continue to exist or not. And while we contemplate that, we're going to take it a slightly different direction. They're currently doing three timeouts for Tommy. We're going to do three timeouts with bets today. So Quotes, you're going to have a chance to... What? You're going to have a chance to ask me three topics. I have no idea at all what you're going to ask about. So... So it'll be very much on the fly and probably a complete train wreck. And then we've got...
I am the meat sauce of this podcast, so this could go anywhere.
And then we've got our locks of the week because conference championship weekend is upon us. So we got a couple locks for you to get you through the weekend. So like to just give a little shout out to our Patreon folks. We're coming up on, I actually got the notification today, we're at our 1 year anniversary of our Patreon site. It has been amazing. We love our Patreon guys so much, guys and gals, I should say, so much. It's been a interesting ride, and we've got lots of fun activities planned for 2021, and hopefully we can start getting to those hopefully this summer. So, and we're also going to bet on the we're going to bet your bonus Patreon money on the coin toss of the Super Bowl, and hopefully give that away to somebody. So that's Dave's idea, and I 100% approve.
Hell yeah, the annual $69 coin toss bet.
Of course. All right, well, let's get rolling with a bets update.
Parker Bodge. Parker Bodge.
And before we do the bets update, I just a tear in my eye to the entire Power Trip morning show. They have been killing it. They have been betting almost every single day. They are on an insane pace. Like the last time I calculated it, they were on a $70,000 pace for the year. It's crazy. I mean, and they're betting on everything. They're doing these, you know, the random bets. What will hockey know? They're almost every sports game. They're like, here's the line. And, you know, Sauce will be like, who wants Greece? And I mean, Zach is going to town. I think Zach is trying to be the new Tommy of I'm going to bet on anything and everything. They're on a crazy pace. And, you know, like this summer, it was like, what, four shows, I think, we went without a single new bet being placed in the abyss that was last summer. And, yeah, now I can't even recap all of them since the last time we did a normal show. So I'm going to focus on a couple of different bets that are of interest to me. But, yeah, it's been quite a run this January. We'll start off with the game that happened last night. The lovely Timberwolves lost to the Orlando Magic on the three-pointer at the buzzer, giving Marnie Gellner her first ever Power Trip bet win, which was right on the heels of Brianne's first ever Power Trip bet win. So the ladies are getting on the board here in 2021. We'd love to see that. And Dave, it was the perfect scenario for me. Marnie got the win and the Timberwolves lost.
Oh, yes. Your lovely bet. The best bet in sports gambling is the Timberwolves under, and you are proving that to be correct again this year, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I should go back and calculate between the Timberwolves unders and the NHL playoffs, like which one's actually made me more real dollars. But it's close. It's really close. But the Timberwolves, there's less of a sweat on. Like the NHL playoff bet, there's always just a little bit of a sweat, you know, game to game and everything. But man, this Timberwolves bet is over. I was trying to calculate today when the actual over-under would actually hit this year, because it's going to be well before the end of the season, assuming the season goes forward. That killed me last year. But, yeah, so anyway, it was nice to see Marty get her first Power Trip bet win, and kind of in dramatic fashion. So, and she was kind of torn on it, because obviously she wants the Timberwolves to win. But, hey, $50 is $50, right? Next up, for this weekend's action, Sauce has the over on the Packers-Buccaneers game versus Zachary. It's hard to say which way this one's going to go. I mean, I think if it wasn't for the cold temperatures in Green Bay, you'd probably lean over in just a typical game with this one. But, you know, people are always a little bit afraid of the cold weather. I think the over-under opened at like 52.5, and I think it's down to about 50.5 right now, last time I looked. Which way do you lean on that, Dave? Over or under in the big Packers-Buccaneers game?
Yeah, I leaned under right away, as you said. I think it opened around 53 or 53.5, and now it's down to 51 in my book. I'm not on it at all. If anything, I've been playing a lot of Packers first half and Packers over first half lately, and that's been hitting very well. So I kind of like to break it up into I play a lot of first half stuff, probably as much as I play games. So I guess if I was to take a total there, I would take the first half over.
All right. Well, that's definitely doable. That's one of the things I love, especially in the playoffs. They have every bet available. I mean, most NFL games you can find the half bets and everything, but yeah, there's all sorts of proposition bets for when you get down to two games. The sportsbooks really like to open it up. So Yeah, I think I lean under on this one, although, you know, it's it definitely has the, with those two quarterbacks, it definitely has the potential to go way, way over too. So.
Yeah, the temp thing is just going to kill it, I think, but never know.
Could be. And the last bet I want to highlight was the NFL playoff bet that they're doing. So on the AFC side of things, we've got Meat Sauce with the Kansas City Chiefs versus Chris Hockey and the upstart Buffalo Bills. And on the NFC side, we've got Rosie taking on Breanne. Rosie, of course, has the Packers, and Breanne has the Buccaneers after she knocked out Corey and the Saints last weekend. So, you know, I will say, of all the Final Fours I can recall in the NFL, this has got to be about the closest top to bottom, because usually you either have like one team that's far and away the dominant team, or you've got one team that's like, yeah, they're not going to do anything. And really, all four of these teams are neck and neck. In fact, on the advanced lines for the Super Bowl that they put out, the biggest spread is 3.5 points. So no matter what happens this weekend, I think we're going to have a pretty tight Super Bowl matchup.
Yeah, because Green Bay is favored by, I believe, 3. I think both games are 3 right now.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, which is, it's insane. You got some great quarterbacks. When you have Josh Allen having the year that he's been having right now, as the fourth quarter, you know, ranked fourth out of four here,
right?
The quarterbacks, the defense are opportunistic, but not, you know, stellar defenses. I would say maybe all are in the second tier of defenses. It's going to be two awesome games. I just can't wait to watch them this weekend.
Yeah, I'm so excited for it. The conference championships are just the best, and then you get all the hype leading up to the Super Bowl. And like I said, it's going to be, you know, a fairly tight Super Bowl. So it's going to, you know, at most be about a 3-point spread. So, so awesome. It'll be fun to watch, and we'll see who pulls off the big playoff victory, because that's $600 to whoever gets that win.
Right.
So that'll be nice. And even the runner-up, if you win this weekend, at least you get your money back. So that's always good.
Let's hope the Bucks win, just so Breanne probably needs the money the most out of everyone there. So let's hope Breanne wins.
I have a feeling that Power Trip Nation, for the outside of the hardcore Packer fans, Power Trip Nation is cheering for the Buccaneers, because either you want the Packers to lose or you want Breanne to win one way or the other. So
this is true.
We'll see how that goes. All right, well, that'll do it for the bets. Let's do the quotes.
And now it's time for the quotes of the week.
I'd let Brett Favre pee on me.
Sure.
Ted Bundy's been to the Rose Bowl more recently than the Gophers.
Because it's hard to bang and play it at the same time.
Bang and lung darts, whale.
All right, friends, it is time to get to now the 2021 quotes here with the quotes of the week. And we will start at number 3 with a man who is barely tall enough to ride a roller coaster. It is Chris Hockey.
I absolutely hate to give Sauce credit because it hurts my brain.
So do Banks.
And you know, just like Tommy backing up Sauce for the whole, you know, my sources says you wouldn't eat that.
Your
thing.
Sources are wrong.
Yeah, I'm sure Tommy would speak up for his credit there too as well. And he has like an 800 credit score.
Ben Clymer knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's an advanced lease on his Tesla.
Right.
Okay. Speaking of Teslas, speaking of the man himself, at number 2. It's Meat Sauce Paul Lambert.
Hey, I will say, at one point, my credit score and my weight were the exact same.
I love that
and
one.
And there we go.
I love the little...
Exactly. See, those two were great because they were literally back-to-back. Like, there is probably 1 second in between those two quotes. but they were both so good that I felt like they both needed their own quote, I guess, there. But really good from Sauce, my God.
Yeah, I got to thinking, like, what was that number exactly? So yeah. I think the credit scores go down to, like, the, I don't know, 300s. dangerous territory down there, or up there, as it were.
He was probably so much of a stoner back in his heyday that he tried to get his credit score and his weight to match 420. So maybe that's the prime number that we're looking for there.
Yeah, that's I don't care how big of a stoner you are, you don't want either of those scores. Oh, geez, that's so great.
Good. All right, this week at number one, this will definitely be in the tournament. It is the man, Chris Hockey.
That would be great.
My mom had this really cool, it looked like a pumpkin, but it wasn't a pumpkin.
Yeah, it was her son.
And yeah, case dismissed.
Oh, that
got some
great.
Big, deep man laughs there. My God, that was funny.
Yeah, it was her son.
Oh, that's good.
Brilliant.
Oh. Well, there are your quotes of the week.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, it's time for a Bets and Quotes quickie, and we're going to do the Daily Double, because we love Daily Doubles, because they're very friendly to gambling. So we'll give you two since we've been off for so long.
And now it's time for a Bets and Quotes quickie, also known as a meat sauce.
All right, well, first up, you know, we've done shows in the past where we've had, like, the Predictors 4-pack, Dave, and, you know, Predictors Opens were one of our favorite things. But they didn't always go great.
No, they did not.
And I have an example of one that I do think, honestly, this was not too... I think this was within like 5 or 6 weeks of Bohemian Sausage. So I think this is one of them that was leading him down the train of getting fired from the Predictors Open until he totally redeemed himself. So, yeah, this was not in the classic category.
Time for the predictors. Time for the predictors. Predictors.
That is the definition of no effort.
I have put small amounts of efforts into the quotes. God, I even forgot the segment now.
Quotes of the week?
Quotes notes. I put little to no effort into some of those. That is two or three steps below what I've ever done. Good God.
Oh my God. I heard that and I was like, oh my God. Like, yeah, like that was one, you know, he would always, sometimes he would joke about like, oh, I just recorded this during the break or whatever. And when he clearly hadn't, but I think that one, he might have recorded that one during the break leading up to the predictor segment.
But that's why it was so good, because as bad as that is, like, you get the same amount of enjoyment as if it was bad. So, like, yeah, that's why we love the meat sauce opens.
Absolutely. And that's why, like, things like sauce on the... I wish, you know, sauce on the streets has seemed to have gone away. And, like, I miss sauce on the streets so badly, because it's either gold or a train wreck. Like, every segment is gold or a train wreck, and I laugh equally as hard at both, so...
Yeah.
And speaking of laughing hard, the meat sauce soundboards were a thing back in the day, and, you know, they replay a lot of the calls, you know, rather frequently. You know, the sales guy, Mike... They replay, of course, the Tiny Joe Nelson one frequently. The one they don't play as much is the Rosie one. It wasn't, you know, the funniest of them, which is probably why we don't hear it as much. But it was fun to listen to, and just kind of fun to go down memory lane with the meat sauce soundboard calling Mark Rosen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you naked?
Maybe.
Are you horny?
You know, you can get arrested for this. I can press charges, and the authorities are on their way.
Sorry, Daddy. Is your hog out?
I'm recording all of this. So I'm going to be playing this back on speakerphone.
Sorry, Daddy. Hang on.
You guys are a piece
Hang
of
Hang on.
Work. I'm going
to
say something
I have
else.
To go now. I'm busy.
TTFN. Bye.
You know what you
Oh, that is so brilliant. The very first Sorry Daddy is so perfectly timed. It was just brilliant.
It's like Chris had like 10 or 11 people like ready to press like if he says this, say this.
Right.
Like it's like it's computer generated the responses. But I thought, Sorry, Daddy.
Oh my God. Yeah. It took Rosie a while. You know, the first few buttons he was going with it, and then yeah, finally he was like, "You guys are a piece of work."
Yeah. Well, it's because he plays the hits all the time.
He does. Sauce likes to play the hits, and more than one person has been completely fooled by a Meat Sauce soundboard phone call. So, yeah, brilliant. I love the...
Yeah, there's a ton of them. Those are so good. I think the Joe Nelson one is the best. But
absolutely.
That's just me.
For sure. All right, well, we all know Greg Coleman from the Vikings broadcast team. And, of course, those of you that are old school, you remember Greg is an actual punter from the Minnesota Vikings back in the late 70s and early to mid-80s. And now that football season's over, we thought it'd be great to just sit down with Greg and get his opinions on a wide array of topics because Greg really knows how to bring the passion. So we'll play that press conference for you right now.
Greg, Power Trip Quotes here. Thanks for speaking with us today. Your good friend Mark Rosen used to smoke a whole lot of grass back in the day with his precious Billy Bong Thornton. Did you ever witness one of Mark's legendary bong hits?
Back in the day when that was an art, he was a master.
I bet Rosie was.
I've heard stories.
Greg, Power Trip Betts here, and Quotes and I like to fashion ourselves as semi-historians of the Power Trip, and we know that you also love to listen to the Power Trip, so you're familiar with Rosen's famous phrase, go see it, but do you happen to know the very first movie that Rosie said go see it to?
It was The Wolfman.
Hey! Oh. Greg knows, man. He's on top of this.
Damn, he is sharp. Holy smokes. Mr. Coleman, you unfortunately know Chris's dad, Dwight. I heard you had to kick him out of one of your Super Bowl parties a couple of years ago. What did you say as he arrived?
Don't come with that crap.
Wow. Whoa. That's telling Dwight where it's at.
Yeah, apparently he brought some party favors. So.
Poor Dwight, the hustler dad. All right, Greg, we need some advice for the young fellas out there. If you're out with a lovely young lady and you've got a booger up there and she briefly looks away, what would you do?
And you got to take advantage of him. You got to pick him.
Yeah, I mean, you can't pass up those opportunities. That's a golden opportunity there.
You need that opportunity. That's for sure.
Greg, I've heard that all the players in the NFL locker room said that punters have the smallest, well, you know what. Can you confirm these allegations?
I beg to differ, baby.
I think
Greg's packing a hammer down there.
I think Greg's been around a locker room or two in his day, so he would know. That's for sure. All right, Greg, speaking of, being in a certain way with the ladies, I understand, you know, Meat Sauce is notorious for not being able to last for a minute with the ladies. And I understand that you have been coaching him a little bit. And I'm just wondering how that's going.
A minute and 23 seconds or something like that was incredible.
Oh,
that is honestly incredible. He's like doubling and tripling his times.
Minute 23, wow. New record. All right.
Greg, you've gotten to know, you know a lot about Meat Sauce, but you've gotten to know him over the years. But it seems like you treat him a little different than your other coworkers. Why is that?
I can just only applaud and just gleam with appreciation of a son that follows in the footsteps of his father.
Well, that's very appropriate.
Yes, I guess. Yeah, lawyer falls off the tree into a radio guy.
The apple fell a little ways away from the tree on that one, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, kind of a random question for you, but what happens if you get too close to the Roadrunner?
That thing starts to beep.
Ooh.
The coyote should know better, right?
Of course.
Wow. He's got a clue.
Greg, Zach Helverson's made it clear by now that he is a big fan of 69. What are your feelings on it?
I do represent that position.
Oh, well, add another one to the list.
Must be one of his favorites.
All right, Greg, and speaking of 69, maybe. You know, I know that you weren't teammates with him, but just through your association with the Vikings, that you're good friends with Matt Burke, and you've actually been to his house before. What's Matt Burke's house like?
Kids all over the place and all that stuff.
That's true.
Accurate.
I think he's rivaling Philip Rivers in that category. So
yes. Oh, or the Duggars.
The Duggars, exactly. 18 and counting, or whatever.
Mr. Coleman, let's do a little role playing here. Let's pretend you're Meat Sauce, and I'm Corey for a moment. I'm setting you up for just a zinger of a joke. What do?
I go to the window.
That's exactly
the window of inspiration.
The window of inspiration. You got to look out the window to get your window of inspiration. All right, Greg. Well, one of the shows I love to watch, actually a couple of the shows, I love like those 48 Hours mysteries and, you know, the Dateline murder mysteries and things like that. But, you know, I've gotten a little bit concerned because, you know, it's crossed my mind. Like, if I accidentally kill somebody, you know, I might panic or I might not do the right thing and might get myself into a lot of trouble. I need your advice, Greg. What should I do if I accidentally kill somebody?
You bury that sucker.
Well,
speaking from experience? Or,
apparently. I think Greg knows a little bit too much there.
He must have been burned in the past or something. Greg, you not only covered the sidelines for the Vikings, but in the offseason, I know you covered the sidelines for the F-Shack that Hawk's sister works at. Give us an example of some passionate words being spoken between some competing gals.
I'm going to beat my man. You going to beat yours?
Whoa.
That sounds like
it is intense in there.
That sounds like the pregame warm up or something. Like the pregame rally there at the old F house. All right, Greg. We know he's seen it before, but what's gonna happen to Chris Hockey if he watches that Eric Prydz Call on Me video again?
It's gonna move it a foot or two.
Ooh. I don't know if there's that much to work with, but it's definitely going up.
Hey, don't say that to Tommy.
That's true.
Tommy will beg to differ.
That's true. Last one for me here, Greg. You've worked with Chris Hockey on the Vikings Radio Network for years now, so you probably know. What does Chris search for when he's looking at the Pjorn menu?
Late 60s, early 70s.
That aligns. That makes sense.
It reminds me of that classic quote that I tweeted out while you were on vacation. Of speaking of stars, Mom, Bush is playing a concert tonight.
Exactly.
Oh, they used to get on Stars Mom just a little bit. Brilliant. All right, last one for me, Greg. Very simple. When do you know you have to pee?
The pressure on the inside has got to be greater than the pressure on the outside.
That's when you gotta pee.
I guess my brain just does that for me.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Greg. He's an expert on so many areas that we might have to have him back on, because I think there's a lot that Greg has to offer to the world.
Yes, I think we can glean some more information out of his brilliant punting brain.
All right, and speaking of punting, looks like Tommy's Takes is a thing of the past, and it's kind of been replaced with the Tommy's Timeouts, which is, you know, an interesting little deviation. You know, we don't get all of Tommy's thoughts on the power trip, but we get lots more probing of Tommy's brain, which is kind of a fun thing. And, you know, we thought we would carry that over and honor that, since we're still debating the future of Quotes Notes. So we're going to do three timeouts with bets this week, and I threw together a very weak open. Now, wasting my time. I'm wasting my time. All right, so you're either going to be wasting my time with these questions, or we're going to be wasting the listeners' time with my answers. One way or the other, I figured the default wasting my time intro was worthwhile.
Yeah, it was better than the one I put together, so I like it. Chuck, I have three timeouts for you today.
All right.
And we will start with timeout number one. One, 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 one. Sauce today named his Mount Rushmore of people being John Randall, Dark Star, and Tom Bernard and Lisa Ann. Chuck, who is your Mount Rushmore?
Wow. That's wow. My Mount Rushmore of people. Goodness. So this can be anybody, anything.
Yes.
Boy. Well, I would have to start with, I mean, it's probably going to be pretty sports heavy because I don't idolize a lot of things outside of sports. So I'm going to start number one, and this goes back to, you know, my youth and stuff, but he brought the passion, and he's a big reason why the Twins did win two World Series, and he wasn't one of the bigger names, and he's still with the Twins even now. And that's Dan Gladden. I was always a huge Dan Gladden guy. I love the guy. And he just...
Great voice.
Yeah, and he was just like... He was a very rambunctious kind of old school baseball player. And, you know, never was the big hitter. Never was, you know, making all the dramatic plays in left field. But, man, he was a glue on those two teams. And he bookended the Twins because he joined them in 87 and he left after 91. And it was a super thrill for me when he scored the winning run in that 91 World Series Game 7. So, yeah, we'll put Dan Gladden up there. And then, you know, we'll kind of flip over to hockey. And, yeah, that's got to be Martin Brodeur. I was a goalie growing up. I love playing goalie. I idolized, like, every goal. I mean, like, you know, back the days of, like, you know, when I was a kid, like Ron Hextall, Patrick Waugh, those guys. And then, you know, as I got a little bit older, this guy came along by the name of Martin Brodeur. That was during the period where the Devils kind of became my favorite team when the North Stars moved to Dallas. And, Marty is the GOAT. I mean, people will debate that and everything. Marty is the GOAT. Marty redefined the position of goalie. I mean, he could pass the puck. He would score goals. I mean, that whole little trapezoid that they invented for the goalies, that's the Martin Brodeur trapezoid. That's the whole reason that ever came along is because of Brodeur. And he just more wins than anyone. Three Stanley Cups. I mean, the guy's the GOAT and just an awesome dude. So we'll go with Marty Brodeur at position number two. Position number three, I'm going to have crossover here on the first one, and that is John Randall. So I'm in a complete agreement with Meat Sauce. John Randall is my favorite football player of all time. Just love the passion that he brought. The John Randall mic'd up scene. They didn't do mic'd up back as much back in the day, but man, whenever John was mic'd up, he was just brilliant. He's an awesome dude, just absolutely awesome dude. And I love John Randall. So I would put him at position number three. And then, man, position number four, because I'm not like, because I was thinking of, you know, keeping it in parallel and having one from each sport, but I'm not a really huge basketball guy. So I think position number four for me, I'm going to look at like the coaching ranks and, you know, somebody that maybe wasn't as big of a player, but maybe more of a coach. And I can think of nothing better, you know, growing up in the state of hockey and the greatest sporting event that ever happened, the 1980 Miracle on Ice. I got to go with Herbie Brooks and put Herbie Brooks up on my my Mount Rushmore. Just
that's a great one.
Great guy, lots of Herbie-isms, and I love a lot of his quotes. Just I use them all the time, and one of the things that I like to say at the Pie Gout table when I'm losing is the legs feed the wolf, gentlemen. The legs feed the wolf. So. If you're on a losing streak, that's kind of a fun one to say. But yeah, so there you go. Gladden, Brodeur, John Randall, and Herb Brooks.
Wow, that is a very good four there.
Thank you.
The correct answer we're looking for is Randy Moss. And Bob Marley and Meat Sauce and Fred Flintstone. But we will get to number two. Timeout number two. All right, hypothetical here for you, Chuck. You have to choose one of these two options. Option one, you get to go to Las Vegas four times per year on your own dime, but guilt-free from your wife. The second option, you do not get to go to Vegas in that said year, but you have a free and legal sports betting app on your phone that you cannot get in trouble for, and there are sports books available in your state.
I think I would go with the Vegas, especially the guilt-free part of the Vegas, because that's the harder one. Is like, you know, you always feel like you have to, you know, make certain accommodations and stuff. Although, you know, it's funny because, like, I'm one of those guys. I was like a once or twice a year kind of Vegas guy, because, like, I felt like there were a couple times where I would go on multiple trips, sort of back to back, and it does kind of start to blend together a little bit. And, you know, if you spend more than a few days in Vegas at a time, it just really starts to blend together. So, yeah, I mean, the guilt-free thing is the thing, because when you have a lot more responsibilities, then sometimes you're made to feel guilty for taking a little joy out. But yeah, I still think I'll leave there, because I've always got my illegal offshore gambling site still exists in this hypothetical, right? Yeah, so then I'll definitely take the four guilt-free Vegas trips.
All right, that was probably my weakest of the three here, but it's time for timeout number three. All right, option number one, Chuck, this is going to be a hypothetical three questions here. Option A, you get to spend a whole day with Corey Cove, binge-watching great TV shows, eating Raising Cane's, and going to a casino to play poker. Option number two, you get to spend a whole day with Chris Hockey. You go to a Warrant concert, and you go to a local casino where you drink Yag Bomb cocktails and max bet slots. Option number three, you spend a whole day with Meat Sauce, playing golf in the morning at Golden Valley Country Club, lunch and drinks at the Loon, and spend the night at the sports book making greasy parlays and drinking yard margaritas.
I mean, I love all the guys, but, like, number three is Meat Sauce. It's not even close, because I'm not a Yag Bomb guy, and I'm not huge on, you know, a lot of the big TV shows and stuff like that. I mean, the Raising Cane's I would love with Corey. You know, the Warrant concert I would love with Chris, but all three options with Sauce are the bomb. I love the Loon, I love to play golf, and, of course, I love to bet on sports. So, yeah. And even if it was, you know, Corey with the it's the options, not necessarily the person that would drive it. So, yeah, Sauce wins in this hypothetical. But, yeah, it's the options. And I think that's why I love Sauce, because he loves the things I love.
Yeah. Yeah. What if everybody was naked now? If all parties were naked,
then I'd have to go with Corey.
Ooh, okay. That was off of my play card here, but I didn't have that on there. But that's nice to know if that opportunity ever arises.
Solely based on crank size.
Of course. Well, that has been three timeouts with Chow Power Trip Bets.
All right, well, good. You made me think a little bit. That was I do like the Mount Rushmore question. That's a good question. So, yeah, it was kind of cool to think through. All right. Well, last thing up is our locks of the week, and it is the semifinals of the NFL playoffs. Just so exciting to watch the conference championships all day Sunday. I cannot wait. It's kind of depressing in a way, though, because it's like the end of, like, you know, normal football, because the Super Bowl is like its own beast with all the hype and everything around that. But, yeah, it's a little bit bittersweet when that second game is over. But one last weekend to enjoy multiple football games. And we're going to give you some locks of the week, and I'm up to 6-9-1 on our locks of the week after I was
nice.
That's like the Zach Halverson number. I think I was 3-8 at one point, so I've kind of rallied a little bit, and the playoffs have been friendly to me. You are at 7-9, so you're just a half game ahead of me after having like a gigantic lead over me. You've been struggling with your locks lately, hopefully not with your actual bets.
Oh, I've been struggling there as well. Don't worry.
I'm going to kick this off with a real wild card. I'm not going to go with like an individual game one here. I'm going to go, and this is strategic. you can get the Chiefs right now at 2-1 to win the Super Bowl. And a lot of people think, you know, Chiefs probably beat the Bills, have a good chance to repeat as Super Bowl champions. Maybe you take a little 2-1 action on the Chiefs. But I'm here to tell you, the bet you should be placing is take Patrick Mahomes to win the MVP at 3-1. Because if you like the Chiefs enough that you think they're going to win the Super Bowl, why not juice that up and take Patrick Mahomes, since almost every Super Bowl MVP is the quarterback of the winning team. So there's no reason to think Mahomes isn't going to repeat his Super Bowl MVP if the Chiefs repeat. I mean, you know, theoretically it's possible that Hill or Kelsey have a big enough game that they award it to them, but their running game really isn't going to be much of a factor. So I say bet on Patrick Mahomes, 3-1 MVP of Super Bowl 55.
Man, it feels like you should get way better odds for that, though.
Yeah, but the Chiefs are only 2-1. I mean,
I know, but yeah, because I mean, even yeah. Whatever. No, I like your angle. I think that's a good angle, and I do think that Mahomes, the Chiefs are going to win it, and Mahomes will win the MVP. So
indeed,
I kind of have out of the box one as well, but we're gonna do a greasy parlay, and it's not gonna be super greasy. This is going to be the chalky parlay. And we're also going to nickname this bet the Roger Goodell Boner Alert Parlay of the Year. Because Roger Goodell wants Aaron Rodgers and Roger Goodell wants Patrick Mahomes. We're taking the two favorites. Green Bay KC Moneyline Parlay plus 160. Chuck, tell me how that loses.
It loses if Roger Goodell has a bigger boner for Tom Brady than he does for Aaron Rodgers. So
this is true, but these are both home teams in their environment. The fans are going to be a bigger part of these games than people think. Even though there is COVID, I'm sure there will be, you know, fans in KC and Green Bay wearing, you know, mirrors so they look like stands instead of people. But there's going to be a shitload of people at both of those games. It'll be loud. I'm taking what I think are the two best quarterbacks in football, and the Packers KC plus 160 Moneyline Parlay.
Yeah, it'll be. I feel a lot more confident in KC than Green Bay in that one. It's interesting because I can see the Green Bay game going both ways, because I wouldn't be totally shocked if the Packers blew out the Bucks, but I also wouldn't be shocked to see the Bucks get rolling and for Brady to throw four or five touchdowns either. I mean, it's kind of a tough game to call, and the Bucks are very much a momentum team. You'll see them. You know, they'll have like four or five bad series in a row. Gronk looks like he should be in a nursing home. And then all of a sudden, it just something clicks and they're off and rolling. So, you know, we'll just kind of see. I mean, maybe they get off to a horrific start and it's just too much for them to catch Green Bay. Or maybe they, you know, catch fire from the beginning and never look back. It's hard to say. I mean, it's hard to look past, too, the fact that they blew Green Bay out. And I get that it was in Tampa. Better conditions, different time of the year and stuff like that, but they owned them in that game. So we'll see what happens. But I love too that it's the old Bay of Pigs matchup, back to the Chris Berman days when he used to call Green Bay versus Tampa Bay the Bay of Pigs. So because at the time they were both awful, and I always loved it, you know, because they were NFC Central teams at the time, and yeah, I always loved that term, the Bay of Pigs. So
I love Chris Berman.
Anything but the Bay of Pigs down with those two franchises, but it's still a cool old school reference. So all right, well, yes. I like it. Yeah, I think that's a good way to play it too, with the parlay on that. And plus 160, that's pretty good value for two home favorites like that.
Bonus lock of the week: McGregor's fighting Dustin Poirier, UFC 257 this weekend. Take McGregor to win by knockout. It's like minus 150 or 170.
Wow.
He's like minus 300 total. But
nice. All right. Well, there you have it. That will do it for our show this week. Thank you so much for listening. Dave, where can they find you at leading up to the Super Bowl?
You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at PowerTripQuotes.
I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. Thanks, you guys, so much for listening. We will talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast.
Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie. Baby, rain or shine.